Yeah,
That would be
absolutely.
the inner circle portion. Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. And I was the very last part of my statement was, you know, regardless of the number of students you have or the financial results that you're getting,
right.
I think the biggest key indicator is what your goals are.
Right.
And if this is something you're really serious about hitting the ground running and implementing with, then that's sort of like the first self-selecting point.
Right.
If you want to just get another box in the mail and let it stack up in your office, then frankly this isn't for you. You know,
no.
But if you really want to take your school to the next level, whatever you choose that next level to be, then we've seen in these types of groups all across, you know, what we've seen so far, tremendous results from schools that get into these things.
I mean,
so fantastic. Yeah,
yeah.
Fantastic. And my personal success story was I added $110,000 to our gross in about 10 months.
Amazing.
And frankly, should have done it a year earlier, but I decided to read everything first. You know,
frankly, yeah.
I was just a slow implementer, right? So, you know, had I known enough to get out of my own way, you know, it would have been a quicker curve for me. So, you know, I mean, it's just a matter of what your focus and goals are in your martial arts career. And if you really want to take this thing seriously, you really want to explode your results, then complete the application, fax it back to the office. Again, it's at www.natma.com/innercircle, INNERCIRCLE, and you can download the application there. If not, Rob has already emailed everyone a copy of the application with a link back to the site, so you can go there as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's the best way to respond. And then, like I said, we'll all sort them out, time and date stamp them all, and then give priority consideration to NSSN members, and then try to find the best fit for each individualized group.
Yeah.
And I know we're kind of over our time limit here. Toby, do we have the time and ability to open it up for questions? Or I guess maybe if they fill out the application, they're going to get all of the details of the two levels if they qualify. So all of that will be coming back to them upon raising their hand that they're, you know, all they have to do is be saying maybe so we can evaluate to see if they're a good fit.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. You'll notice that the application is basically only information about you. You'll find what our process is as soon as we make some decisions about who we think are good fits,
right.
We'll contact you directly, either myself, Rob, Mark, potentially one of the other team members at NAMA, and we'll set up a one-on-one time that we can either talk or talk by email and give you all the details about the features and benefits of the program, all of the information about what your expectations should be, what your commitment level is so far as attending meetings and that sort of thing. And at that point, we can, you know, have a free and uninhibited exchange of ideas and comments and questions. But we do have the technology to do that if you'd like, sir.
I think given the number of people on the call and you know,
be a little chaotic.
The moderator be a little chaotic. But
I'd just like to say I'm for one I'm really excited about seeing the group come together because this is going to the Inner Circle group in particular will be the most prestigious martial arts or NATMA members and not only I'm just really looking forward to the ideas that get created, but also to a certain extent very excited about the role they'll play in inspiring other school owners to try to reach that same level. And I know that the guys that we're going to put on there are going to be guys that are going to make a big difference and other people are really, really going to look up to. So.
No doubt about it.
Yeah, that's a good point. It'll be the Inner Circle members who are ultimately featured in the magazine and cover stories and membership materials as well, featuring their success stories. So it is a secondary benefit, I guess.
Absolutely,
certainly, and I think that's just the rising tide again. You know,
yeah.
Leading from the top of the pack is always much more effective than sometimes leading with a stick from the back. You know,
absolutely,
yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to have to run before the conference line cuts us off here, right, Toby? So,
yes, sir.
Why don't we leave it with anyone whose interest is piqued, who thinks that maybe this is a good fit? Fill out the application quickly, get it faxed over to the office. Rob, you and Mark are certainly going to go through them all with a fine tooth comb,
yes.
And you're going to get an opportunity to. And of course, many of them are people you already know. And
yeah. And if I could add one last thing to that.
Absolutely.
I'm going to obviously be one of the key people involved in this. So, and I'm just going to be a little direct here, you know, so that we don't waste each other's time. Don't fill out an application if you are not open-minded, if you do not have a progressive attitude, if you're not interested in getting serious about time management, if you're not serious about increasing your income, motivated to make healthy changes at your school, if you're not willing to share ideas and experiences and be part of a creative process, and most importantly, if you're not a dependable, trustworthy individual, just don't even send in the application. But if you are those things, then the opposite of all those things, then you need to send in that application and get in this thing before it fills up, because it's going to fill up. I think the program will probably fill up today with the amount of people we have on this call. So please,
yeah, I've already got 15 emails. So
okay.
So that's indicative, I think.
Great.
Yeah, it again depends upon the level of quality, and I would assume that it goes back to the 5, 15, and 80. Everyone who's motivated enough to be on the call today is probably in the 5% or the 15%, not the 80%. So I think you're probably right.
I know that they have high expectations for us choosing the best people to work with.
You don't want to sit in a room with a bunch of dummies. And frankly, the thing I like about myself in the Platinum group is I feel like the poor guy in the room. That's a very important thing, because it's easy at any level to be sitting around and be the rich guy in the room, and that's not very motivating.
Can you tell us quickly what kind of guys you're talking about being in that Platinum group?
Well, I mean, you know, it's all range. Ron LeGrand, who has two planes of his own, he flies in a former Continental commuter plane that before he outfitted it's at 55 people. You can go through the list, but they're mostly, you know, the gurus to different niches. So LeGrand is a real estate guy. You've got the top guy who's a marketing and operations guru to the chiropractic industry, the dental industry. You've got the internet marketing center, Derek Gell, who took over when Corey Rudel was killed in a racing accident there, 20 million plus internet marketing firm. I mean, it's a range of the very top people who are teaching the other top people in each of their fields. Are in that room.
And frankly, when one of the guys came up with an idea that wasn't a very good idea, the group pounced on him. They didn't let him get away with it.
Yeah. There's no tolerance for dummies. not that there really are any in the group. But the other thing that you see is a whole bunch of multimillionaires who have a notebook out the entire time, who are taking notes and figuring out, slapping themselves in the head about why they haven't implemented what the other guy has just done.
That's right. You know, if I can expand on that, Master Oliver, what Rob just said too was, you know, frankly, the people in the room have to have that overwhelming desire and overwhelming willingness to share at an extremely high level, and that means successes and failures, and the value that brings to the group is imagine the learning curve that you can take off of yourself if you can sit in a room and learn 20 mistakes that everyone else in the room has made. You don't have to go and recreate those mistakes. So like Rob said, you know, don't fill out the application unless you're willing to share. And that's extremely valuable to this type of a group, because we really want everyone to learn from the mistakes that I've made, from the mistakes that Rob's made, from the mistakes that, you know, Charlie Foxman has made, all of these things. And you know, we can't be shy, embarrassed, or intimidated about, you know, talking about our successes or victories, if that makes any sense.
Right, absolutely. You know, I had a couple of emails. You know, this is, some of the people on the call are familiar with the coaching program that I'm running, and those who are in that program know that, you know, I'm gradually, you know, I won't say phasing it out, but I'm gradually cutting down on the number of people that I work with on a personal basis, and really limiting it to the key people at NAPNA and all of our Mile High Karate regional developers and franchisees. But the program that we're structuring here is not basically NAPNA does the Stephen Oliver coaching program. It's a completely different animal. and designed to be a different animal for a couple of different reasons that we can expand on and give information as it goes. You know, the coaching program that I do run and have been running is mostly based upon one-on-one time with me and a coach, with some live events and a variety of teleconferences, and there will be some teleconferences and so forth. But really what we're talking about here more is a meet-in-the-room mastermind with other like-minded people, share and have accelerated testing, but it's not a directed consulting program the type that the coaching program that I had developed is. So it is a totally different animal.
Right.
So, anyway, I think we're out of time, but I would urge anyone with interest peaked to fill out the application. There's no obligation. You're not going to be accepted until you've gotten all the information and had a personal interview with the president of the company here, Rob. And then we're going to make sure there's a good fit at all levels.
And one last thing, if I may.
You bet.
In the next NAPMA package that goes out, there's going to be a lot of information about this. And like I said, once this thing fills up, it fills up. It's to the benefit of the people who get in the thing to not have more than a small amount of people, because it gets chaotic when you've got a lot of people involved with something like this. It needs to be a small, intimate group of select individuals. So if there's a couple hundred people on this call or whatever the number is, there's going to be another 1,300 people next month to find out about this. So if you are serious, don't wait.
Exactly. Well, I think it's been wonderful, and certainly if anybody has any concerns or comments to make on I won't say new direction, but the exciting direction with NAPMA and with all of the new things that we can now do and the things that are working real well that we're just strengthening and obviously keeping, feel free to communicate with me directly at StephenOliver@MileHighKarate.com or communicate with the president, Rob Colasante. What's your email, RobColasante@NAPMA.com?
Yes.
Okay.
It's actually RColasante@NAPMA.com.
Well, there you go.
Yep.
And the hard part of that is for a year I kept misspelling your last name.
Hey, so, I do it all the time too. Don't worry about it, Steve.
Well, you also claim that I mispronounced NAPMA.
And you always blame it on your Oklahoma accent, which I don't buy for a second.
But never mispronounce NAPMA squared.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's exactly now known as Maximum Impact. So
that's exactly right.
I think it's been wonderful. Hopefully we've shared some good information, and there's all the details. We'll come right back to you after we get the applications and find those who qualify best.
Absolutely. Thank all of you so much for taking time to join us here today. Thanks for the support.
Thank you, Rob. Thank you, Toby. Thank you, Mark.
Thanks, Mark.
Thank you, guys.
Toby, take care. Bye.
Thanks, gentlemen.